Dr. Cushing's office, Judy.
Oh, Doris, Doris Mack. Well, I haven't spoken to you since last year. Oh, no, yesterday? New Year's Day?
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. And tonight, Indianapolis, Indiana gets the limelight, and the prize goes to Rebecca M. Bennett for her play, What It Takes, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price.
Well, how on earth did you burn your leg, Doris? Oh, you dropped the tea kettle. Ooh, what a shame. Was it, just a small area, not deep. Oh, thank goodness. I hope you had Vaseline petroleum jelly handy. You did? Oh, grand. Oh, you know, there's nothing better for minor burns than Vaseline petroleum jelly. You can count on it for soothing relief and to help promote quick healing. Doris, you should see the medical reports about burn casualties during the war. Yes, I've been reading them. Simply remarkable recoveries resulting from a new burn treatment, which includes petroleum jelly as a surface application. Oh, yes. Well, Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand. Well, anytime anyone gets a minor burn like yours, Doris, just cover the burn with Vaseline petroleum jelly. Spread on fine gauze. That's right. Bandage firmly, not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call the doctor. Well, I'd check to make sure there's plenty of Vaseline petroleum jelly in your medicine chest. And Doris, hold on tight to the tea kettle next time, will you? Oh, of course not. Certainly. Call us again. Goodbye.
Play What It Takes, and pull your chairs closer to the fire, folks, because the action in this play takes place in a howling January snowstorm. It all began on the interurban bus as it crawled slowly through the heavily falling snow, carrying Dr. Christian, Judy Price, and a strange assortment of bus passengers towards River's End.
8:30, Judy.
We should have been home hours ago, Dr. Christian.
Never catch me on a slow, pokey bus if I could ever get Larry on my new car.
Well, I'd have been home before the snow if it hadn't took me so long shopping for things the stores ain't got.
That's awful. Even the buses are falling apart. What with all the strikes, you can't even get parked.
I suppose there's no use reminding them. It's the natural aftermath of the war. Hey, Sergeant?
You'd be wasting your breath, Doctor.
Pardon me, is your baby sick? I'm a nurse.
He's hungry. I was going to get his formula fixed in River's End.
Oh, we'll surely be there soon. Let me hold him, will you?
No, I won't give him up, ever.
Oh, well, of course not.
So I said to the foreman, you needn't think you can push me around. I'll have you know I could be pulling down a lot more than you pay me in this joint singing and dancing.
That's telling them, baby. They tried to talk me into taking a factory job after the Army turned me down. I'm no factory hand. I says I'm a musician.
Well, we have to listen to that kid squawk all night.
Maybe you'd be liking a symphony orchestra to march you back to the big house, Mr. Ryan.
Did you notice those men were handcuffed together?
Yeah, he's the police bringing that fella back from all the state line. Gabe Convict, yeah.
Goodness. Oh, I hope he doesn't get loose.
Don't worry, lady. These are good pre-war handcuffs.
Mind your own business, everybody.
I don't blame him for getting sore. People staring.
I suppose it's maudlin sentimentality, but I always feel sorry for anyone going to prison.
And my youngins of that age are kept from home.
Young people nowadays think of nothing but their own whims.
Since I've been back in the States, I've heard nothing but griping.
It's human nature, I guess, Sergeant.
Yeah. But after what you go through up front, you get over it. You forget your little peas and just thank God you're alive and...
And what? What else are you thankful for, Sergeant?
I was going to say, alive and American.
What's the grand about that, I'd like to know. You would know if you'd been willing to give as much to your country as you took from it.
What'd it ever give me but free board in a big house?
You had your chance.
Now, that's the point. This country gives all a chance, and then it's up to us to see what we do with it.
Not much freedom left in America, if you ask me. Work and sweat. Just pay your income taxes.
And all these regulations. Why? They wouldn't let me have but one sheep today.
Gosh sakes. What kind of a country is this? I come back from a living hell, dreaming of a sort of heaven on earth, and find a bunch of crybabies squawking about everything.
Maybe you don't know what's been going on here at home, young man.
Do you know what went on over there? Or can you see anything but your own profits and losses? Yes, and you, Mrs. You've got to have a nice, clean sheet to sleep on. You couldn't lie in a muddy foxhole all night. And you kids back there, you artists that can't work in a factory. And you, you crook that had to have a soft living, easy money if you had to steal it. Why, there's kids brought up as poor as you are, giving their lives to their country, not asking what they're going to get out of it. All right, what's the use of talking to folks like you? You just ain't got what it takes, you.
Well, what do we stop for?
Hey, driver, what's wrong?
We seem to be stuck. I'll have to see.
Well, it sounds like a real old-time blizzard.
Yeah, that's what my granddad used to call a norther.
Where are we? I can't see a thing through these frosted windows.
Yeah, more delay.
My goodness, my family will be frantic.
Yeah, sorry, folks. She's stuck in quite a drift. Some of you fellas will help. Maybe we can clear her.
Sure, I'll help.
I'll try.
No, not you, Grandpa. Just the young fellas.
Wait till I hitch this guy to something and I'll give you a hand.
Let me help. I shoveled a tunnel once.
Yeah? Out at Joliet? That's what I'm remembering. Now, there now. This brass rod will hold you, I guess.
Grandpa, so I've come to that.
These youngsters think us all the man is a crabbit. I bet I shoveled more snow in my time than all of them put together.
Why did we stop?
The bus is stuck in the snow.
You mean we'll be later than ever?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear, I mustn't miss him.
You going to meet someone? Your husband?
Yes. He's never seen the baby. We mustn't miss him.
Oh, well, when he finds out the bus is late, he'll wait.
But he doesn't know we're coming.
Oh, well, maybe we'll make it. How much time have you?
I don't know.
Where are you to meet?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you must know where he's coming and when.
He's coming home to see the baby.
Oh.
Yeah, we're stuck, all right. And how?
We can't dig our way through that.
Must have been a snowslide down that hill.
Well, what are we going to do?
If we don't show up, they'll know we're stuck, but it'll probably be morning before they can get through to us.
Well, that's nice. We just sit and wait.
The worst is the heater ain't working.
Good heavens, that baby can't.
No, we have to get there. My baby hasn't any milk. And it's cold.
There. We'll find a way.
Somebody's got to walk to the next stop for help.
Well, what are we waiting for?
I'll go. It's my responsibility.
Yes, I'll come along. I got the phone in, so they won't think I've been knocked out by my slippery pal here. You take the key to those cuffs, Doctor, just in case.
Certainly.
You needn't come, soldier. Two's enough.
Saw that I limped a little, I suppose.
A war wound?
Yeah, but I'm okay.
Oh, the poor young. Here, dearie, let me make a bed for him in my back, market basket here. Your arms must be aching, holding him so long. I just dump this stuff out.
You haven't any canned milk there, have you?
No, I haven't. Not a thing a baby could eat. But I'll make a nice, snug cradle with this brand new blanket. There. Now, let me have him. Where's your clean diaper?
I didn't bring any.
You came off without him? Oh, well, I'll just use this sheet.
A precious new sheet.
Yeah, that must tear a heart.
A mighty warm, motherly heart.
You did come off in a hurry, dear.
The telegram came. I knew he'd be waiting for us. He wanted so to see the baby, so I just came.
Have you the telegram with you?
It's in my purse, here.
May I read it?
If you want. See? It says he's coming home.
From the War Department. Mrs. Betty Morton, we regret...
What is it?
Read it.
Gosh. Poor kid.
Let me see.
Suppose we move back a few seats so we won't disturb the child.
Gosh, Doctor. The telegram said her husband, Ken Morton, was killed. But she thinks she's going to meet him.
He's a very sick girl. And the baby looks badly undernourished.
Why, I knew her husband. He enlisted the same time I did, and we went through boot together. Yeah. I recall now, he got married on furlough. Met the girl in Chicago.
She's had a great shock. Her mind has refused to accept the truth. Seized upon a dream instead. Her dearest dream that he would come home someday and see his son. She has to believe that. It enables her to keep going.
What can we do with? We've got to help her.
If we can get her to River's End, to the hospital, rest and care probably will restore her reason. Unless she loses the baby, too.
Oh, she mustn't. She can't.
There's the possibility. It won't survive the night without milk.
Then we've got to get them both out of here.
How? Unless help comes.
There. Snug as a bug in a rug. And we can rock the basket a bit.
Put my furs around him. He mustn't get cold.
Oh, that'll be fine. Just like an Eskimo baby.
You'll get cold.
Oh, no. My coat's got a fleece lining. But you're shivering yourself.
Am I? I didn't notice.
Here, honey. You wear my fur coat.
Oh, that's good of you, Miss...
Suzanne LeVay. Susie LeVay to my friend.
Well, thanks, Susie. Here, Mrs. Morton. Put the coat on.
But, Susie, baby, you'll freeze without your coat.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't freeze at 100 below. Come on, Freddie. You and I are going to keep this crowd warm with a little hot music. Get out your sack.
Yes, get out your sack.
Okay, come on.
I wish I'd brought the fiddle along.
Candy.
Don't show it, Shirley.
Hey, will you not set the bus on fire, Susie?
My God. Can't you sing something soothing?
Okay. The public's got to be pleased. Rock the bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows.
What time is it now, Doctor?
11:15.
Maybe they didn't get through.
It would take time to get to us.
Yeah, but if they didn't make
it's awfully cold, don't you think? Here, keep the coat close around you. There.
Oh, Freddie, put your arms around me. I never thought I could get to this low a temperature.
We've got to do something, Doctor. We can't wait.
I know what I'm thinking. It was 8:40 when we stopped. Judy and I got on at 8. We must be about at the Jordan's Hill. Not far from the Jordan farmhouse.
You think someone might get there for help?
We've got to try it. How do I find a place?
Now, wait. I could find it best.
Well, you're not going alone. My leg's okay, I tell you.
All right, Sergeant. We'll make a try for it.
The Sergeant and I could find it, Doctor. You stay and look after the girl and her baby.
I'm no one who could get through. Didn't I swim a river in January to throw off them dogs?
And that wouldn't hurt, in case someone gave out.
Oh, honest, Doctor, would you let me...
Here's our man, Sergeant.
I told you.
Oh, you're not going to unchain him, Doctor.
We'll go fast and together. Like alpine climbers. Only it will be a chain at the wrist.
Nut.
Now, here's my plan. There's a fence along here. We'll find that and follow it back to where it turns. That'll be the old road that leads over the hill to the Jordan place.
Well, how do you know the hill road is behind us?
I figure we must have passed it. We'll take a chance. Gogan and the driver went forward and no help has come. We'll try the other way.
Well, I'm ready.
Me too.
Keep your spirits up, everybody. Keep the baby wrapped warm and don't go to sleep. Keep moving, keep singing, anything, but don't go to sleep.
Just leave that to me, Doctor. No audience ever went to sleep on me.
Good. Well, so long.
Be careful, Dr. Christian.
He'll be all right. Say, you look after her, Miss Price, and the baby. Ken Morton was my buddy.
I understand, Sergeant. I'll take care of him.
Okay, stack up the band, Professor.
Step carefully. Slowly. Probably a hollow beside the road.
Oh. That's all right, Doctor. I just stepped in that hollow.
Hey, I got it. The fence.
Good. Now, keep hold of it, all of us. And stay close together.
On a nightclub floor. Come on, warm up your blood.
May I have it on a minute?
Why, I never. I ain't danced since I got married in 1910. Here goes.
Come on, Daddy. The baby's nice and warm in the furs. Let you and I dance.
Dance?
Sure. You mustn't sit so still.
Ken and I danced the night he went away.
Oh, I'll bet you did.
And when he comes home,
dance and dance. Together.
I thought you said it wouldn't be far, Doctor.
I couldn't be sure.
Hey, here it is.
They're turning the fence?
Yeah, it doesn't turn. It just ends.
Oh, but there is a fence along the hill road. I knew.
He's right. It just stopped.
Afraid I was wrong. We probably hadn't reached the crossroad after all.
There must be a farmhouse somewhere. I think the North Pole. Terrence is not withstanding.
Hey, wait, this is a gateway. The gate's off at hinges.
Then this must be a lane through the woods.
Must lead somewhere.
We'll have to try it. There's nothing on the highway between the river and the hills for miles. Well, there's a lane. There's a house. Thank heaven the wind has gone down.
Yeah, it ain't snowing much now either.
Did you ever hear such a stillness?
It seems colder than ever.
It's queer. Like we were lost on a strange planet.
Sergeant, are you hurt?
I guess not. I just stumbled.
Told you not to bring a man with a game leg.
No, I'm all right. Just give me a hand.
Here.
All right.
Take it easy now.
I'm afraid it is my leg. I can't step. You two go on.
Leave you here hurt? In this cold? Certainly not.
But you got to. Ken's wife and kid.
Ryan, do you think you can make it? Alone?
Sure, Doctor.
Then I'll unlock these.
Yeah, but Doctor, can you trust him?
Sometimes, Sergeant, we have to trust. Not only in God, but in men. Here, Ryan. Good luck. And Godspeed.
Thanks, Doctor. I'll make it.
It's no use, Susie. They can't keep on dancing.
Not so cold now. I'm sleepy.
No, Betty, wake up. Oh, Sue, she doesn't feel the cold anymore. That's bad.
I'm pleased with that.
Oh, I'm through. Out of wind.
Oh, what'll we do?
Oh, we ought to pray, I guess.
Ken said, pray for him. And I did, every night. Now he's coming home.
Well, you stay awake and keep on praying.
Son, lean on me.
I can't. My leg.
Rest a moment.
Okay. How white still the night is. Do you hear anything, Doctor?
Not a sound.
Ronnie, I hear music.
We better go on. Try, son. I'll help you.
I do hear music.
Hello! Hello! It's down here!
It's a bobsleigh, Sergeant. Ryan did get us through after all.
Coffee you want, folks. I'm sure glad Henry got to you in time. Hey, is the baby's milk all right, Miss?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at him go for it.
The poor young'un is about starved. And his poor mother's just
is
about...
all right, Dr. Christie?
She's asleep. Her mind may be clear when she wakes up. But she'll need hospital care for a while.
Doctor, I'd like to help that girl. Don't know how to do things except with money, though. Here's a check to cover expenses, and, well, give the kid a start.
Why, how generous.
Oh, gee. You're a right guy, even if you are rich.
Hey, I wonder where Ryan got to.
Oh, he's laying on the sofa in the front hall. He was all tuckered out.
Maybe I'd better go and have a look at him.
Yeah, if he's still here. I'll go with you.
Oh, they must have got the phone fixed. Answer it, somebody, will you? I got my hands full with this hot tea kettle. It's right under the stairs in the hall.
I'll get it.
Hello? Ah, so it's you, Flatfoot. What do you mean running out in a busload of helpless women and children? Oh, you got the time but can't get back, huh? Phoning farmers around to help. Ah, stop worrying. I got the folks all safe and warm up here. Yeah, sure. I'll be in with them in the morning. You need to get your tootsies cold coming after me, Tenderfoot. Them's naughty words, Mr. Grogan.
Are you all right, Ryan?
Sure. Thought I'd light out, didn't you, soldier?
Well, I just wasn't sure.
Maybe I did think of it. I sure you're mugged anybody, I said to myself. Beat it. What do you care about them blokes in the bus?
But then you...
I kept hearing that kid cry.
Ryan, I owe you an apology.
Nuts.
I was wrong about you. Yes, and about the others, too. When it came right down to it, every one of them was ready to give all he had to help the others.
Yeah. Funny. I got something clear last night I've been mixed up on all my life. When you're in a really tight spot, you just don't count no more. When you know somebody's dependent on you.
But afterwards, you are alone here in the hole, and there's the way out right in front of you.
Yeah, I get you. But you know what? I felt good. Kind of clean and proud out there in the snow alone. I ain't spoiling it by running out now. I gotta prove that...
That you have got what it takes.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Herschold, waiting to greet you. It's yours, a brand new year. Make it a good year. Resolve, ladies, to look your loveliest. Take the first step to new beauty now, tonight. Give your hair a Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour treatment. It's so simple, so easy. And how Vaseline Hair Tonic tones up your hair. How it recaptures natural highlight. Restores soft, silken, natural beauty. Yes, and especially how it checks brittleness and other unflattering signs of dry scalp. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic and do this. Before shampooing, massage your scalp vigorously with plenty of Vaseline Hair Tonic. Next, steam the hair and scalp for several minutes with a piping hot towel. Wash your hair. And then finally, after the shampoo, brush on a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a brilliantine. That's simple, isn't it? Yet this Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour treatment does so much. It supplements natural scalp oil, checks dry scalp, helps keep your hair attractive, naturally lovely. Try it tonight. Get yourself a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic at your druggist. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now, here is Gene Herschold.
Thank you very much. Tonight's fine play was written by Rebecca M. Bennett of Indianapolis, Indiana, who's been a contributor to our Dr. Christian series a number of times. Next week, we plan to present the prize play Curare, which won the special $1,000 Dr. Christian Award last June. It is the work of Joseph C. Cook and Dr. Simon G. Sachs of Duluth, Minnesota. We invite you all to listen again next week to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Cracked lips? Here's a friendly tip. Healing starts almost instantly with Vaseline Lip Ice. Get Vaseline Lip Ice tonight for quick relief, quick healing. Only 25 cents at your druggist. Vaseline Lip Ice. Remember the $1,000 Dr. Christian Award Prize play, Curare, next Wednesday night. Don't miss it. This is Art Gilmore speaking. This